Some airline flights often reach the point of no return.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
When airplanes fly long distances, especially across the ocean, they will reach the point of no return. After passing that spot, they will keep going because turning back is physically impossible, too costly, or too dangerous. That same principle can apply to a person or a nation that persists in violating moral principles. Though no human knows when a person crosses the line, the Bible tells us that such a point exists in God's mind. Here is what we read in Amos chapter 2. The people of Judah have sinned again and again, and I will not let them go unpunished. They have rejected the instruction of the Lord, refusing to obey His decrees. They have been led astray by the same lies that deceived their ancestors. So I will send down fire on Judah, and all the fortresses of Jerusalem will be destroyed. Through the prophet Amos, God informed the ancient Israelites that they had planted seeds of corruption by ignoring Him and worshiping idols. They had violated His social justice laws and ripped off widows and poor people. Their blatant rejection of God's moral laws had incurred God's wrath, and now they would suffer the penalty of their actions. God said His judgment was certain because they had reached the point of no return. May that never be said of us.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com